Just give it a try. Written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Jaunlan reaches out to skim his fingers down Shunwei's back as he watches Shunwei sink down on his cock. Jaunlan bites his lip and tries to stay still as more and more of his cock vanishes inside Shunwei's tight hole. He turns his eyes up onto the ceiling, because watching that and feeling the tight heat around his cock is a bit too much, and he definitely needs to manage not to come for a while yet. Yitsun laughs at him and sits down on the side of the bed to tug at Jaunlan's hair. "You have no endurance at all, Lanlan," he says with a grin. Jaunlan would answer, but he's a bit busy gasping as Shunwei sinks all the way down on his cock and then clenches around Jaunlan. He could say something about how it's not like they just started and he's been keeping up fine, but Jaunlan really doesn't care right now. Yitsun pats his head.
"Do you need help with that?"
he asks, just a tiny bit patronizingly. Jaunlan glares at him and then says, "Please." "You only have to ask," Yitsun says, amused, and then runs his hand down Jaunlan's torso, down to his crotch, to where he's joined with Shunwei. Jaunlan can feel the dark energy touching him, flowing inside him. He gasps, shivering at the feeling of it, at the strange intimacy. Yitsun pats the side of his hip and says, "Now you'll only come when I let you." He sounds infuriatingly smug about it too. Then Yitsun gets up, grasping Shunwei's neck and kissing him hard, before pushing him back against Jaunlan. Jaunlan feels Yitsun's fingers against his cock as they push inside Shunwei slightly, just past his rim. Shunwei gasps softly and Jaunlan lifts his hand up to Shunwei's chest, finding a nipple and pinching it lightly. Shunwei makes another small, soft sound that makes something hot flash through Jaunlan. Then he feels Yitsun's cock sliding against him. Yitsun doesn't bother with taking things slow as he shoves himself deep inside Shunwei right along Jaunlan. Shunwei keens, his head falling back, and Jaunlan needs to take a few steadying breaths himself. He rubs his fingers over Shunwei's nipple soothingly before pinching it again. "You love this, don't you, Xiaowei? Both of us deep inside you," Jaunlan asks, his voice rough. "Yes," Shunwei agrees in a broken voice, like he's already overwhelmed. Then he can feel Yitsun pulling back out a bit, and both Jaunlan and Shunwei groan at the feeling. It takes a bit of effort to find a rhythm together with Yitsun, to have both of them fucking Shunwei. Shunwei keeps making small broken noises, his body rocking back a bit every time they fuck into him, pressing against Jaunlan. Jaunlan can feel the lust inside him burn hotter and more intense at every thrust, at every noise Shunwei makes. A long, drawn-out keen falls out of Jaunlan's mouth, and he bites his lip hard. The need for release is bordering on painful now, and Jaunlan's hands fist against the mattress, Shunwei's weight keeping him down even though his back wants to arch up from the bed. Jaunlan loses his rhythm entirely, and he can feel how Yitsun keeps fucking into Shunwei anyway, his cock sliding against Jaunlan's at every thrust. Then suddenly, Yitsun is coming. Jaunlan can feel his cum inside Shunwei. "Please, Didi, I want both of you," Shunwei gasps. A moment later, Jaunlan feels a surge of something, and then he yells out as the climax that he's been denied for too long suddenly rips through him. His cock pulsing as he spills inside Shunwei, right alongside Yitsun. Jaunlan might black out for a moment, because the next thing he's really aware of is Shen Wei getting up from atop Zhao Yunlan. He doesn't go very far, just rolls next to Zhao Yunlan and leans in to kiss him, sloppy and tired. No stamina at all, he hears Ye Zun say, before he throws an arm around Shen Wei and nuzzles into his side. He's pretty sure Ye Zun means him, and not Shen Wei. Zhao Yunlan manages to lift his hand enough to grasp Ye Zun's hand and lace their fingers together. Then he just hums quietly in agreement with Ye Zun. He's too tired to argue. Shen Wei settles his head on Zhao Yunlan's shoulder. This is nice, Zhao Yunlan thinks tiredly, his eyes falling shut. But they should probably move. His legs are still not even on the bed. He's just not going to be the one suggesting any kind of moving. Next time, maybe we should fuck Lan Lan and not let him come at all, Ye Zun suggests far too cheerfully. Zhao Yunlan groans. A sliver of arousal seems to slither through him. He's too exhausted to get turned on right now. It fucking hurts, he thinks tiredly. He just hums in answer again. Shen Wei turns his head to kiss Zhao Yunlan's shoulder and then says, he needs to rest first, Didi. Yes, Zhao Yunlan thinks. Definitely needs to rest first. Ye Zun reaches out to pat his hair. So, how long will that take? He asks. Zhao Yunlan groans and then manages to say, tomorrow. Yeah, he'll definitely be good to be fucked tomorrow. The end.